You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Wire.
I don't know, and frankly the whole thing gives me the heebie-jeebies.
The Wire.
Auckland City Mission are currently overwhelmed with requests for food parcels. For this month alone, they have given out over 1,150 food parcels, with the number increasing rapidly. I spoke to David Chelionis from the mission to find out a bit more about the issue and what needs to be done to help. Before I play this interview, if you would like to donate food to the mission, you can drop it off on Hobson Street or at the New World Supermarket at Victoria Park and Devonport. So it was recently announced that there's been a 25% increase in demand for food. You know, we've had a lot of talk around a housing crisis, but if people can't afford food, how are they going to afford housing? Why do you think this problem has got to this point?
That's a really good point you bring up regarding if they can't afford the food, how they're going to afford housing. Certainly with food insecurity, we have seen unprecedented demand on our services. And it's not just us, it's all agencies working in the sphere are all kind of saying the same thing. For us, we have given away over 1,150 food parcels this month, which is the most we've ever done. This year, we're on target to give away 15,000 food parcels for the year. And these are all, you know, records that we're breaking that we really, really don't want to be breaking. You know, they're really sad records to break. I mean, to put those numbers into context, we, you know, 5-10 years ago, we were giving away 7,000 food parcels, 8,000 food parcels a year. So, you know, we really have seen a slow creep, and now we're beginning to see it spike. So yeah, it is really sad to see.
And what sort of people are coming and requesting these food parcels? Is it families? Is it individuals? Is it young people?
The majority of people who access our emergency food service are women, and they are mums, they are grandmas, in a lot of situations, and they're feeding their families. So that is the majority of people that we see are mums with kids. So that's obviously very hard to see, but it's something that we, as well as seeing the hardship, we really do see a lot of resilience from these women who, you know, often if they're, you know, being told for other people they need to, you know, go and get, you know, budgeting advice, or they need to go and know their budget to an absolute degree. They know where every single cent is being spent, and yet they are incredibly resilient and hardworking people. A lot of times we see people who come and access the service are working. You know, in a lot of cases they have jobs. In a lot of cases two people in the families have jobs. So it is really, you know, that is the level of food insecurity that we can currently see in New Zealand. It is, yeah, that is what we are seeing now, people working, accessing food service.
What do you think's gone wrong, and what do you think's failed to cause this spike and these numbers to just rocket up?
Well, I think when people are in desperate need, when people are struggling, the first thing that happens is they need to pay their bills. So they need to pay their power, they need to pay their rent, and these are the things that go out first. So food essentially becomes discretionary, and what little money is left over will go on food, and sometimes there is nothing left over. So that's where we see people coming into a food bank, coming to us, because they don't have anything left over. And again, I think in terms of what's driving the increase, the cost of living has been going up and up and up. Everyone feels that, whether you're in desperate need or not. And, you know, rents are going up, cost of living's going up, food's going up. Something does have to give. And that's, you know, we're kind of seeing that kind of dam bursting now. And, you know, the spike in our services is, you know, a reflection of that.
There's obviously been a recent increase in the minimum wage. Do you think we'll see the effect of that come in? Is it too soon to notice? Do you think it's made any difference?
Oh, I think it will definitely make a difference. I think, you know, people getting more money, they're going to have more money to spend on food to feed their families.
I mean, this is obviously people in New Zealand, a first world country, that are struggling to feed their people. What do you think the government needs to do to address this issue?
Well, firstly, I think no one group is going to be able to solve this problem by themselves. So it's not so much a matter of what can the government do, or, you know, what can NGOs do. It's what we can all do together. Mm-hmm. So government working together with NGOs, working together with local government, working together with community groups, working together with school groups, working together with the business community. It's all of our responsibility to kind of sort this out. And I think some feedback that we get a lot from Aucklanders currently is that they are really quite uncomfortable with the levels of inequality that we're seeing in our society, in Auckland in particular at the moment. And I think that's really healthy, that we are uncomfortable with what's happening and that it doesn't become the status quo. And I think we are seeing a good response across the board from, as I mentioned, you know, government, local government, NGOs, community groups, business community as well, all really coming together to try and work on this problem together. So yeah, I think it's not just one group who's going to get to the bottom of this. It's all of us that need to do it.
And if there's somebody out there right now listening who's struggling and can't afford food, what's the process that they need to go through in order to get a food parcel from the mission?
They can call us at any time. Just Google our website. We're on a Facebook, can be a very good way for people. You can just go onto our Facebook and comment. That can be quite a cheap way for people if they don't have money on their phone or they can't get in, you know, to pay bus for a train fare to come in and see us. But certainly, you know, anyone can come in at Hobson Street, 140 Hobson Street at any time. So, you know, please do reach out if you are struggling. Please, you know, don't suffer in silence. We do have, you know, trained social workers here who can, you know, sit down, we'll have a chat. Often we can advocate on our client's behalf to whatever social service they may be dealing with. You know, we do have trained people on site who can really help people with what's going on in their lives, and we can work out what we can do, potentially some structural things that may be going on, debt consolidation, things like that. We can, you know, we really can advise and try and help people along that, as well as, you know, providing them, you know, more emergency need of food, which we can give them as well.
Excellent. You're calling for people to drop off food. Where can people do this? What food do you need?
For sure. Definitely. Currently, we are really, really short on cans. So, yeah, we've given in the last 3 months over 3,000 food parcels, which is, you know, over 50,000 cans in 3 months. So we are short on cans. Any canned food, beans, anything hearty, lentils, you know, chickpea, anything, you know, that people can, you know, cook up and make a decent meal out of. We get fresh fruit and veg, we get meat, we get all sorts of things being donated. So, you know, if you don't have cans and you've got some other stuff, please do let us know. And definitely we do just are encouraging everybody who, you know, wants to help us just to get engaged with the work that we do, help us out in our appeals, become, you know, an advocate for us in their own lives, you know, as well as helping us out at this particular time of stress for food that we need.
Can anyone explain why the modern day whales are so big?
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.